Thank you, Pastor Mark. Es un privilegio estar aquí otra vez.
It's a privilege to be here again.
Y una gran bendición.
And a great blessing.
Todavía mayor bendición.
Even a greater blessing.
Es poder compartir la palabra del Señor.
To be able to share God's word.
Y quiero darle gracias al Pastor Mark.
And I want to thank Pastor Mark.
A su esposa y a la iglesia.
And his wife and the church.
Por darme esta oportunidad de compartir la palabra del Señor.
For giving me this opportunity to share the word of God with you.
Como dije la vez pasada.
As I said last time.
Aunque no predicara.
Even if I didn't preach.
Yo vendría solamente por los pancakes.
I was just going to come back to Birmingham for the pancakes.
Sister Pat.
Of Sister Pat's.
I came all the way from Houston just for that. Okay, quiero compartir con usted.
I want to share with you
algo que Dios abrió mi mente y mi corazón.
Something that God opened to my mind and my heart.
Para mí el ministerio del Pastor Frank.
To me, Pastor Frank's ministry
ha sido una gran bendición.
Has been a great blessing.
Yo creo que hubo un cambio de tiempo después que nosotros conocimos el ministerio del Pastor Frank.
I think there was really a time change after a time when we met Pastor Frank and his ministry.
Mi padre es pastor desde mucho antes que yo naciera.
My father, biologically, has been a pastor even before Pastor Josué was born.
Y él es un hombre de fe.
And he's a man of faith.
Siempre nos enseñó fe. Su mensaje era un mensaje de fe.
His message was one of faith. He always taught us that.
Pero cuando conocimos al Pastor Frank,
but when we met Pastor Frank
y a la Pastora Pat,
and Pastor Pat,
fue como esa conexión divina que Dios hizo,
there was a divine connection God made
para completar en nuestras vidas,
in order to complete in our lives
esa unción de fe,
that anointing of faith.
Yo creo que la fe,
I believe that faith,
dice la palabra del Señor que aún la fe para la salvación,
the word of God says even the faith to get saved,
es un don de Dios,
is a gift from God.
La Biblia dice que somos salvos por gracia,
the Bible says we are saved by grace,
por medio de la fe,
through faith,
y esto no de vosotros,
and this not of you,
sino que es don de Dios,
but it's a gift of God.
Así que la gracia es el medio de salvación,
so grace is the medium of salvation,
pero aún la fe para adquirir esa gracia,
but even the faith to partake of that grace,
es un don de Dios,
is a gift of God.
Así que le damos gracias al Señor por esta conexión.
So we really thank God for this connection.
Yo quiero invitarle a usted que busque en su Biblia en Efesios capítulo 2.
I want you to go to Ephesians chapter 2.
Y vamos a leer a partir del versículo 4.
Verse
4. Del 4 vamos a leer hasta el 10.
We're going to read Ephesians chapter 2, verses 4 through 10.
And sure, we'll read it, because
that way we don't hear it twice in stereo, right? But God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. And raised us up together and made us sit together in the heavenly places.
Oh, hold on a second. Mm-hmm. Repeat that again. He raised us. How?
And he raised us up together.
Together. I don't know if you mark your Bible. I mark mine all everywhere. Marque su Biblia.
Márquenla. Mark your Bible.
Donde dice together.
Where it says together. And raised us up together, verse 6, and made us sit together in.
Together again.
And made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them.
Dice, el Señor nos salvó.
It says here, the Lord saved us.
Por gracia.
By grace.
Nos limpió por gracia.
He cleaned us by grace.
Y dice, y nos resucitó, aun cuando estábamos muertos en nuestros delitos y pecados.
And raised us up. This is even when we were dead in our trespasses.
Y estando muertos, nos resucitó juntamente con Cristo.
and even dead in our trespasses. He raised us up together in Christ Jesus.
Y juntamente con Cristo,
and together
nos
in
hizo
Christ
sentar
Jesus.
En lugares celestiales.
He made us to sit in heavenly places.
Y quizás usted diga, Pastor, pero yo no me siento que estoy sentado en esos lugares celestiales.
And you might say, Pastor Josué, I don't really feel like I'm sitting in a heavenly place right now.
Lo que sucede es que lo que nosotros estamos llamados a estar sentados en los lugares celestiales.
But what happens is, since we are called to sit in heavenly places.
En nuestro espíritu.
In our spirit.
Recuerde que el ser humano, el hombre.
Remember that mankind.
Está compuesto de espíritu, alma y cuerpo.
Is spirit, soul, and body.
El espíritu es lo que tiene una conexión directa con Dios.
Our spirit is what has a direct connection with God.
Fue lo que Dios depositó en nosotros.
It's what God deposited in us.
El alma son nuestras emociones.
Our soul is our emotions.
Y el cuerpo es sencillamente este vehículo en el cual nosotros nos movemos.
And our body is nothing more than a vehicle in which we move around.
Entonces pudiéramos decir que nosotros somos un espíritu.
So we could say we are one spirit.
Si usted le preguntara mañana, ¿quién es usted? ¿Qué es usted?
So if somebody asked you tomorrow, what are you?
Usted pudiera decirle, yo soy un espíritu.
You could say, I'm a spirit.
Que tengo un alma.
I have a soul.
Y vivo en un cuerpo.
And I live in a body.
Okay? Yo soy un espíritu.
I am a spirit.
Que tengo un alma.
And I have a soul.
Y vivo en un cuerpo.
And I live in a body.
Un día este cuerpo se va a quedar aquí en la tierra.
One day this body's going to stay
here on earth.
Le voy a
devolver a la tierra los elementos de la tierra.
I'm going to give it back to the elements of the
Pero
earth.
Pero yo no voy a dejar de existir.
But I'm not going to cease to exist.
Porque yo soy un espíritu.
Because I am a spirit.
Y el espíritu va a volver a Dios que lo dio.
And my spirit's going to return to God who gave it.
Ahora, lo que sucede es esto, si usted está sentado con Cristo en los lugares celestiales.
Now this is what happens. If you are seated in Christ Jesus in heavenly places.
Desde la misma hora que Cristo pagó el precio de la salvación.
From that very same hour when Christ paid for salvation.
Dios nos resucitó, el Padre nos resucitó juntamente con Cristo, nos sentó en esos lugares celestiales.
The heavenly Father raised us up together with Christ and raised us up in Christ.
Y nos sentó.
And sat us in Christ.
Cuando dice que Cristo está sentado a la derecha del Padre,
when it says that Jesus is seated at the right hand of the Father,
quiere decir que todo el trabajo está terminado.
That means all the work is finished.
Usted no se sienta hasta que termina su trabajo.
You don't sit down until your work is done.
El pastor Frank y la pastora Pat han estado muy ocupados con nosotros en su casa en estos días.
Pastor Frank and Miss Pat, they've been very busy with us in their
Apenas
home this week.
Apenas han tenido tiempo para sentarse.
They've hardly had time to sit down.
Pero el viernes cuando nosotros nos vayamos.
But on Friday when we leave.
Ellos se van a sentar.
They are going to sit down.
Porque terminaron su trabajo.
Because they finished their work.
Cristo está sentado
Christ is seated
porque Él terminó su trabajo
because he finished his work.
Y nos ha sentado a nosotros
and he has seated us
para que nosotros vivamos
so that we can live
confiados en el trabajo terminado.
Trusting in that finished work.
No hay nada que usted tenga que hacer.
There's nothing more for you to
no
do.
No hay nada incluso que usted pueda hacer.
Actually, there's nothing you can
Lo
do.
Que había que hacer
Everything that had to be done
ya fue hecho en la cruz del Calvario.
Has been done on Calvary's cross.
Ahora, ¿cómo puede el enemigo llegar a nuestro espíritu?
Now, how can the enemy get to our spirit?
Si estamos sentados en los lugares celestiales,
if we're seated in heavenly places,
deberíamos ser intocables al enemigo.
Then we should be untouchable to him.
¿Por dónde llega el ataque del enemigo, el toque del enemigo a nuestro espíritu?
So how does that attack from the enemy come to our spirit?
Llega a través de nuestra mente.
It comes through our mind.
La mente es el único campo
Our mind is the only
por el cual el enemigo puede llegar a tocar nuestro espíritu.
Through which the enemy can come and touch our spirit.
Y la palabra que quiero compartir con usted en esta noche
And the word I want to share with you tonight
le he puesto por título
is, I've entitled it
Enemigos en el campo abierto de una mente cerrada.
Enemies in an open field of a closed mind.
Dígale a su vecino.
Tell your neighbor.
Enemigos.
Enemies.
En el campo abierto.
The open field.
De una mente cerrada.
Of a closed mind.
Cuando nosotros tenemos nuestra mente cerrada,
when we have closed our mind,
hay un campo abierto para el enemigo.
There is a wide open field
hay
for
una
the enemy.
Puerta por donde el enemigo puede acceder a nuestro espíritu.
There is a door through which he
y nuestra
can access
mente
our spirit.
Recibe información de los cinco sentidos.
And our mind receives its information from our five senses.
La vista,
our sight,
el oído,
our hearing,
el olfato,
our smell,
el gusto,
our taste,
y el tacto.
And touch.
Por lo que usted toca,
everything you
por
touch,
lo que usted huele,
what you
por
smell,
lo que usted ve,
what you see,
o por lo que usted oye.
What you hear.
Por eso cuando somos tentados,
that's why when we're tempted,
¿de dónde viene la tentación?
Where does the temptation come from?
De algo que vimos,
something we saw.
De algo que tocamos,
something we touched.
De algo que oímos,
something we heard.
Cuando vienen dificultades a nuestra vida,
when difficulties come
y nuestro
to our
espíritu
lives,
se contricta,
and our spirit becomes
cuando
contrite,
usted analiza de dónde vino ese ataque,
when you really think about where did this attack
vino
come
a través
from,
de la mente,
it came through our mind.
Entró a su vida a través de la mente,
it came into your life through your mind.
Y a todos nos sucede de igual manera.
It happens to all of us the same way.
Somos espíritu,
we are a spirit,
y para el enemigo somos intocables.
And to the enemy, we're untouchable.
Pero él puede entrar a través de nuestra mente.
But he can come in through our mind.
Y a través de esos cinco sentidos.
And through those five senses.
Por eso nosotros tenemos que poner especial atención.
That's why we need to pay special attention.
A esos cinco sentidos y a lo que nuestra mente nos está dictando a nuestro espíritu que to, tenemos que hacer.
To those five senses and what our mind is telling our spirit we need to be doing.
En este mismo libro de Efesios.
In the same book of Ephesians.
Pero en el capítulo 4.
But chapter 4.
Versículo 17.
Verse 17.
En adelante dice.
It says, "This I say therefore and testify in the Lord, that you should no longer walk as the rest of the Gentiles walk, in the futility of their mind."
In the what? In the what?
In the what? In the futility of their mind. Having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God, because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over to lewdness to work all uncleanness with greediness, but you have not so learned Christ, if indeed you have heard him and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off concerning your former conduct the old man which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind.
Be renewed in the spirit of your mind.
Amen. And that you put on the new man, which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness.
Dice, y vestíos de nuevo hombre.
And in Spanish, I love it. It says, clothe yourself.
Dice, vístete de ese nuevo hombre.
Clothe yourself of that new man.
Quiere decir eso, que hay algo que nosotros tenemos que hacer.
That means there's something we need to do.
Si usted se tiene que vestir,
if you have to put some clothes on,
quiere decir que Dios no le va a poner la vestidura.
It means God's not going to put your clothes on for
usted
you.
Usted tiene que ponerse esa vestidura.
You have to clothe yourself.
Ya Dios hizo lo que tenía que hacer.
God's already done what
ya
he had
Cristo
to do.
Ya Cristo pagó el precio.
Christ has already paid the price.
Pero tenemos que ser renovados en nuestra mente.
But we must be renewed in
para
our
sentarnos
mind.
En esos lugares celestiales.
In order to sit in those heavenly
y ser revestido
places
de esa justicia de
and
Dios.
Be clothed in that righteousness.
No importa lo que nuestra mente dicte.
It doesn't matter what our mind dictates.
Lo único que importa es lo que su palabra dice y lo que Cristo hizo en la cruz del Calvario.
And what Christ did on Calvary's cross.
Nuestra mente puede ser engañosa.
Our mind can deceive us.
Y esos cinco sentidos pueden ser un campo de ataque del enemigo.
And those five senses, they can be a field, open field for the enemy.
Y eso no solamente sucede para aquellos que están aprendiendo a caminar en el Señor.
And that doesn't just happen for those who are learning to walk in the things of the Lord.
No para los nuevos convertidos.
Not just for newborn
sino que nos puede pasar a cualquiera de nosotros.
But it can happen to any of us.
Aún a los que estamos sirviendo al Señor en el ministerio.
Even to us who are serving the Lord in the ministry.
Moisés estaba sirviendo al Señor en todo su esplendor.
Moses was serving the Lord in all its glory.
Pero de repente escuchó al pueblo.
But then all of a sudden he heard the people of Israel.
De repente vio lo numeroso de la multitud.
All of a sudden he looked with his eyes at the numerous multitude.
Y toda esa multitud estaba viniendo a él.
And that whole multitude was coming to him.
Esto está en Números capítulo 11.
This is in Numbers chapter 11.
No lo vamos a leer, pero usted léalo después si quiere.
We won't read it now, but you can read it later if you'd like.
La multitud vino y le dijo, Moisés, queremos carne.
But the multitude came to him and said, "Hey Moses,
estamos
we
cansados
want meat.
De comer este maná.
We are tired of this manna.
No queremos más maná.
We don't want any more manna.
Queremos carne.
We want meat."
Y Moisés vino delante de Dios.
So Moses comes before the Lord.
Y le dijo, "Yo no he hallado gracia delante de ti."
And he says, "I haven't found grace before you, Lord."
No he hallado gracia porque me has dado la carga de todo este pueblo.
I've obviously not found grace before you because you've given me the load of this entire people.
Moisés estaba escuchando
Moses was listening
los clamores del pueblo
to the people's cries
y estaba viendo el número del pueblo.
Seeing the number of people.
Incluso llegó a decirle a Dios, "No he hallado gracia delante de ti."
He went as far as to say, "Lord, I haven't found grace before you."
Le dijo más, le dijo, "Si he hallado gracia,"
and then he says, "If I have found grace
mejor
before
quítame
you,
la vida.
Just go ahead and take my life.
Porque no puedo más con esta carga.
I can't carry this anymore.
Yo estoy llevando la carga de este pueblo."
I am the one carrying the load of this people.
Apenas unos capítulos anteriores,
just a few chapters before
Dios
this,
le ha dicho, "Yo iré contigo."
The Lord told Moses, "I'll
después
go
de,
with you."
Después de una discusión entre Dios y él y Dios,
and after a discussion between God and Moses,
"Yo no voy a ir si tu espíritu no va conmigo."
I'm not going unless your spirit's coming with me.
Dios le dice, "Mi espíritu irá contigo."
God said, "Okay, my spirit's coming with
y
you.
Y te daré descanso."
And I will give you rest.
Y ahora aquí está Moisés estresado.
And now here's Moses stressed to the max,
diciendo, "Tú no vienes conmigo,
saying, you're not coming
porque
with
yo
me.
Estoy llevando las cargas del pueblo.
Because here I am carrying this entire load of
y ahora,
these people.
¿Cómo le voy a dar carne a todo este pueblo?
How am I supposed to feed meat to all these people?"
Yo me imagino a Dios desde los cielos diciendo,
so I can imagine God from heaven saying,
de la misma manera que le diste el maná,
the same way you gave them manna. That's your answer.
¿Tú le diste el maná?
Did you give them the manna?
¿Dónde lo compraste?
Where did you buy it?
¿A qué tienda fuiste a buscarlo?
What store did you go find it at?
¿Cuánta harina se necesitó para hacer eso?
How much flour did you need to make it?
¿Quién les dio ese maná?
Who gave them that manna?
Yo fui el que te di el maná.
I'm the one that provided
that
manna.
Y si no le hicieras caso,
and if you, pardon?
Si no le hicieras caso a lo que tus oídos están escuchando,
and so if you just would stop listening to what
y a lo que
your ears
tus ojos
are saying,
están viendo,
and what your eyes are seeing,
y a lo que tu mente está dictando,
and what your mind is dictating,
te darías cuenta,
you would notice
que si yo di el maná,
that if I am the one that gave the manna,
yo también puedo dar la carne.
I'm the one that's going to provide the meat.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
En Marcos capítulo 6,
in Mark 6,
versículo 35,
verse 35,
tenemos una historia preciosa.
We have a beautiful story.
El Señor está predicando a las multitudes.
There is Jesus preaching to the multitudes.
Y parece que el culto se estaba demorando un poco.
And it looked like the service was taking a little longer than expected.
Y los discípulos vinieron muy preocupados por el horario del servicio.
And the disciples came a bit worried about the schedule that we were running for the service.
Señor, ¿no te das cuenta que como que el culto ya está un poquito largo?
Lord, I don't know if you've noticed, but this service has gone a little long.
Tal vez sea tiempo de terminar el culto.
Maybe it's time to wrap her up.
Si usted piensa que usted ha ido a cultos largos,
you think you've been to a long service?
Usted debería ir a uno de Cristo.
You should go to one of Jesus' services.
Y él le dice a sus discípulos,
and he says to his disciples,
ustedes están tan preocupados por la gente,
you guys are so worried about the people,
denle ustedes de comer a la gente.
Go ahead and feed the people.
Él sabía lo que iba a hacer.
Now he knew what he was going to do.
Pero le estaba retando la fe de los discípulos.
But he was challenging the disciples' faith.
Ahora los discípulos dicen,
and so the disciples say,
capítulo 6, versículo 35.
Verse 6. I'm sorry, chapter 6, verse 35.
Read it, please.
When the day was now far spent, his disciples came to him and said, "This is a deserted place and already the hour is late. Send them away that they may go into the surrounding country and villages and buy themselves bread, for they have nothing to eat." But he answered and said to them, "You give them something to eat." And they said to him, "Shall we go and buy 200 denarii worth of bread and give them something to eat?" But he said to them,
Hold on. Ellos estaban pensando en la manera natural.
They were thinking naturally.
Para los que pensaban que Cristo era, vivió en pobreza,
to those of you that thought that maybe Jesus lived in poverty,
aquí debería ser una respuesta.
This should be one of the answers.
Su ministerio caminaba con dinero.
His ministry walked on the earth with money.
Tenía dinero.
They had money.
¿Sabe por qué?
You know why?
Porque los discípulos llegaron a pensar,
because the disciples just assumed
que cuando el Señor le estaba diciendo que los alimentaran,
that when the Lord said, go ahead and feed them,
es lo que estaba diciendo, vayan, pídanle dinero a Judas,
that he basically was saying, go to talk to Judas,
y cómprenle pan a toda esta gente.
And go ahead and buy bread for everybody.
Ellos dijeron, bueno, si nos están mandando a buscar pan, pues vamos a pedirle dinero a Judas.
Okay, well, if he's asking us to go get bread, let's go ask Judas for some money.
Vamos a seguir leyendo.
Uh-oh. Verse 38. Thank you. Verse 38. But he said to them, how many loaves do you have? Go and see. And when they found out, they said, 5 and 2 fish. Then he commanded them to make them all sit down in groups on the green grass. So they sat down in ranks, in hundreds and in fifties. And when he had taken the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, he looked up to heaven, blessed and broke the loaves and gave them to his disciples to set before them. And the 2 fish he divided among them all. So they all ate and were filled. And they took up 12 baskets full of fragments and of the fish. Now those who had eaten the loaves were about 5,000 men.
Okay. Ahora los discípulos,
so now the disciples,
deberían estar completamente convencidos,
should be completely convinced,
de que para el Señor no hay nada imposible,
that to the Lord Jesus there's nothing impossible.
Yo creo que si nosotros vemos un milagro como este delante de nuestros ojos,
I think that if we saw a miracle like this with our own
nunca
eyes,
nunca más en nuestra vida,
we would never ever again,
volvemos a preguntarle al Señor por pan,
ask the Lord for bread,
porque sabemos que él tiene un buen ministerio de pan,
because we know he's got an amazing bread ministry.
Right. Ahora, si usted va apenas 2 capítulos después de esto.
But just 2 chapters after this.
Vaya conmigo al capítulo 8.
Let's go to chapter 8.
A partir del versículo 1.
Verse 1. In those days the
apenas 2 capítulos.
Just 2 chapters. Just 2. Verse 1. In those days the multitude being very great and having nothing to eat, Jesus called his disciples to him and said to them, I have compassion on the multitude, because they have now continued with me 3 days and have nothing to eat. And if I send them away hungry to their own houses, they will faint on the way, for some of them have come from afar. Then his disciples answered him, how can one satisfy these people with bread here in the wilderness?
Se acaban de olvidar.
Okay, they just forgot.
De lo que pasó apenas unos días antes.
What happened just a few days ago.
Acaba de alimentar a 5,000 hombres.
He just fed 5,000 men.
Eso sin contar las mujeres, los niños y los ancianos.
That's not counting women, children, and elderly.
Ha alimentado 5,000 hombres con 5 panes.
He has just fed 5,000 men with 5 loaves and 2 fish.
Y ahora le están preguntando, ¿quién puede alimentar a toda esta multitud?
And now they're asking, oh, who can feed this whole multitude out here in the wilderness?
Duh.
Ay, por Dios.
Acaban de ver el mayor milagro delante de sus ojos.
They've just seen a major miracle.
Pero ahora en otro momento.
But now the next moment.
En otra situación.
In a completely different situation.
En un diferente ambiente. Ahora están en el desierto.
Maybe different atmosphere because now they're in the wilderness, right?
Sus ojos están mirando un panorama diferente.
Their eyes are seeing a different panorama.
Y no pueden acordarse de lo que había pasado apenas un tiempo atrás.
Now, all of a sudden, they can't remember what just happened.
Porque sus ojos,
because their eyes,
le están dictando a su mente,
are dictating to their mind,
y entonces su espíritu,
and so now their spirit,
está recibiendo la información de su mente,
is receiving information from
no
their
de la
mind,
palabra de Dios,
not from Jesus's
ni
words,
de los milagros que acababan de experimentar,
nor based on the miracles they just
experienced, sino que están escuchando,
but they're listening,
el dictamen de la mente,
the dictation of the mind.
Diga conmigo, enemigos.
Say with me, enemies.
En el campo abierto.
In the open field.
De una mente cerrada.
Of a closed mind.
Y el primer enemigo.
And the first enemy.
Es el desaliento.
Is discouragement.
El desaliento viene.
Discouragement comes.
Cuando usted comienza a olvidar.
When you start forgetting.
Lo que Dios ha hecho el día de ayer.
What God just did yesterday.
Porque tiene sus ojos.
Because you've got your eyes.
Enfocados en el problema de hoy.
Set on today's
Mientras
problem.
Mientras usted tiene los ojos enfocados en el problema de hoy.
And while you've got your eyes set on today's problem.
Nunca va a poder alcanzar el milagro de hoy.
You'll never reach today's miracle.
Porque se ha olvidado de los milagros de ayer.
Because you forgot yesterday's miracle.
Aleluya. Bendito Amen. El nombre de Jesús.
Amen.
El segundo enemigo.
Our second enemy.
Es el enemigo de los temores.
Is fear.
El temor El temor
fear
es un enemigo que ataca nuestra mente.
Is an enemy that attacks our mind.
Tanto como el desaliento.
Just like discouragement.
Pero lo peor del espíritu de temor.
But the worst thing about a spirit of fear.
Es que el temor nos vence antes incluso de pelear la batalla.
Is that fear conquers us before we ever get out to battle.
Lo peor.
The worst thing about.
Del el enemigo del temor.
The enemy of the spirit of fear.
Es que el temor nos vence aún antes de haber peleado la batalla.
Is that it conquers us even before we even fight the battle.
Elías acaba de tener la mayor victoria de su ministerio.
Elijah had just had the most huge, the most major victory of his ministry.
Acaba de destruir a los sacerdotes de Baal y de Acera.
He had just destroyed all the Baal's priests.
Los mató a todos.
He killed them all.
Ha limpiado la tierra de la idolatría.
The land of idolatry.
Pero ahora vio un enemigo.
And now he saw an enemy
que le envía una palabra de muerte.
That sends him a message of death.
No era cualquier enemigo.
It wasn't just any enemy.
Podemos decir, bueno, pero era una mujer.
Oh, you can say, well, it was a woman.
Pero era la mujer del rey.
But it was the woman of the king.
No era cualquier mujer.
Not just any woman.
Si tenía autoridad para hacer lo que estaba diciendo que iba a hacer.
She had authority to back up to do what she said she
pero
was going to
do. Pero su autoridad era en lo material.
But her authority was in the material
en lo humano.
Things, in human realms.
Pero hay una autoridad superior,
but there is a higher authority,
que a la que nosotros debemos referirnos,
which is the one we should refer
cuando el enemigo
to,
trata de atacarnos con un espíritu de temor.
When the enemy tries to come against us with the spirit
Cristo
of fear.
Le dijo,
Jesus said,
aquel que le estaba diciendo, yo tengo autoridad para quitarte la vida.
Perdón.
Aquel que le estaba diciendo, yo tengo autoridad para quitarte la vida.
To the one that was saying, I've got authority to take your life.
Él le dijo, tú no tendrías ninguna autoridad.
He said, you wouldn't even have authority.
Si no te fuera dada de arriba.
Unless it had been given to you.
En lugar de empezar a temblar
God.
De temor.
And so instead of starting to shake in fear.
Cristo le dijo.
Jesus said.
Aún la autoridad que tú tienes.
Even the authority
ha sido
that you
dada
have.
De arriba.
Has been given to you
mi
from
above. Mi espíritu
está
en calma. Mi espíritu está en paz.
My spirit's in peace.
Mi carne
calm.
Puede ser entregada. Pero mi espíritu no será tocado.
My flesh can be given over. But my spirit won't be touched.
Aleluya.
Amen.
Bendito el nombre de Jesús.
Amen.
Cuando David llegó al campamento.
When David reached the camp
del pueblo de Israel,
of the Israelites,
todo el campamento del pueblo de Israel estaba en temor.
The whole camp was in fear.
Diga conmigo, el enemigo del temor.
Say with me, fear is the enemy.
El temor
fear
opera en una mente cerrada.
Operates in a closed mind.
Diga conmigo, enemigos.
Say it with me, enemies.
En el campo abierto.
In an open field.
De una mente cerrada.
Of a closed mind.
El campamento entero.
The whole camp.
Todo el pueblo de Israel.
The whole people of Israel.
Tenía una mente cerrada.
Had a closed mind.
Aún el rey de Israel tenía una mente cerrada.
Even the king of Israel had
por
a closed mind.
Por 40 días habían estado escuchando a un gigante.
Because for 40 days they'd been listening to some
giant. Que venía
giant
y retaba al pueblo de Israel.
Who came and challenged the people
venía
of Israel.
Venía y humillaba al pueblo de Israel.
He would come and humiliate the people
les decía,
of Israel.
No hay nadie de ustedes que pueda pelear conmigo.
And he'd say, none of you can fight me.
Nadie puede enfrentarse conmigo.
None of you can confront me.
Pero David vino de un ángulo diferente.
But David came totally from a different angle.
David vino de pastorear las ovejas.
David came from shepherding sheep.
David no estaba familiarizado con lo que estaba diciendo el enemigo.
David hadn't been familiar. He wasn't familiarized
su mente
with what
no había sido encerrada en los planes del enemigo.
His mind had not been closed, enclosed in the plans of the enemy.
Sino que la había visto obrar a su Dios.
But he had seen his work, his God at
y ahora
work.
Le dice a Saúl, Saúl.
And so he said, King Saul.
Este gigante.
This giant.
No es nadie para estar retando al pueblo de Israel.
He is a nobody to be challenging the people of Israel.
Oh no, David, tú no sabes quién es ese hombre.
Oh, David, you have no idea who this guy is.
Es que tú no sabes que él es un hombre de guerra.
You don't know that this is a man of war.
Es un hombre experimentado.
That he is an experienced
warrior. Es tan alto
warrior.
Y tan fuerte que nadie lo puede enfrentar.
He's so tall and so strong.
Yo
nobody
soy
can
el más alto del pueblo de Israel.
I'm the tallest of the kingdom of Israel.
Y ni yo me atrevo a enfrentarlo.
And I don't even dare confront him.
Porque ese enemigo es demasiado fuerte.
Because that enemy is way too strong.
Ahora David.
Now David.
Yo me imagino la mirada en la cara de David.
I'm just imagining the look on David's face.
Diciéndole al rey.
saying to the
oh,
king,
rey, respeto tu opinión.
Oh, king, I respect
pero quiero
your
decirte
opinion,
algo.
But I need to tell you
llegaste
something.
Demasiado tarde para infundirme temores.
You came way too late to be putting fear into me.
Tú no estabas cuando yo estaba enfrentando los leones y los osos.
You weren't there when I was confronting the bear and the lion.
Tú no estabas, yo escuché los leones y los osos.
You weren't there, I heard the bears and the
cuando
lions.
Estaban llorando en mis manos.
When they were screaming in my hands.
Cuando estaban gritando por socorro.
When they were yelling for help.
Porque el que estaba conmigo.
Because who was the one that was with me?
Era mayor que el león.
Was greater than
y mayor
that lion,
que el oso.
And greater than that
tú estás
bear.
Escuchando ese gigante.
You're listening to
pero
that
yo
giant.
Todavía tengo en mis oídos claro.
But I still can hear very clearly.
Los gritos del león y del oso.
The screams of the lion and the bear.
Debajo de mis pies.
But underneath my feet.
Y el mismo Dios.
And the same God.
Que puso al león y al oso.
That put the, that
debajo
bear
de mis
lion under my feet
pondrá ese enemigo debajo de mis pies.
That enemy under my feet.
Yo le cortaré la cabeza.
And I'll chop his head off.
David no tenía su mente cerrada.
David's mind was not closed.
La mente de David estaba abierta.
David's mind was open
a lo que Dios había hecho en su vida.
To what God had done in his
hallelujah.
Life.
Día conmigo, el temor.
Say this with me, fear.
Hallelujah.
Fear.
Dile, diablo, llegaste demasiado tarde.
Say, devil, you came too late.
Aleluya. Yo me imagino a David diciendo esto.
I can just picture David saying that.
Aleluya. Bendito el nombre Amen. De Jesús.
Amen. Blessed be Jesus.
El otro enemigo.
Another enemy.
Es el enemigo de la duda.
Is doubt.
Y usted dirá, bueno, la duda quizás son para aquellos que quizás están empezando a caminar con el Señor.
Oh, you might think. You know, doubt is really for those that are starting out with the Lord.
Aquellos que no han escuchado un mensaje del pastor Mark.
Maybe one of those that haven't heard one of Pastor Mark's sermons.
Un mensaje inspirador de fe.
An inspired faith message.
O que no han escuchado un mensaje del pastor Frank.
And they haven't heard a Pastor Frank message
either. Lleno de la enseñanza de fe.
Filled with the teaching of faith.
Pero la duda no solamente viene a aquellos que todavía no están caminando en fe.
But doubt doesn't come to those that are just barely walking in faith.
Sino que aún caminando en fe.
But even to those that are walking in
el enemigo
faith,
de la duda va a atacar en nuestra vida.
That enemy of doubt is going to come
against us. Porque recuerde que no está atacando nuestro espíritu.
Because remember, it's not attacking
nuestro
our spirit.
Nuestro espíritu está sentado en lugares celestiales.
Our spirit is seated in heavenly places.
Está intocable en los lugares celestiales.
Untouchable in heavenly places.
Pero está atacando a su mente.
But it's touching and attacking
que todavía
your
está
mind
caminando en esta tierra.
That's still having to walk out things
todavía
in this earth.
Todavía está viendo con los ojos.
It's still looking with its
todavía
eyes.
Todavía está escuchando con los oídos.
Still hearing with
está tocando con sus manos.
And touching with hands.
Así que el enemigo ataca.
So the enemy attacks.
Aún a los más experimentados hombres de fe.
Even those that are the most experienced men of faith.
Y si no lo cree.
And if you don't believe that.
Marcos capítulo 11.
Mark chapter 11.
Nos narra una historia preciosa.
Tells us a beautiful story.
Pero que también vemos un momento delicado.
Where we see a very
en la historia de Juan el Bautista.
Of John the Baptist.
Juan el Bautista bautizó al Señor Jesús.
John the Baptist baptized Jesus himself.
Vio de primera mano.
He saw firsthand.
Lo que sucedió en el bautismo de Cristo.
What happened at Jesus's baptism?
Dice que cuando estaba siendo bautizado,
when he was being baptized,
el Espíritu Santo descendió en forma de paloma.
The Holy Spirit came down as a dove.
Y se oyó una gran voz del cielo.
And you heard an audible, huge voice from heaven.
Que dijo, este es mi hijo amado.
That said, this is my beloved son.
En el cual tengo complacencia.
In whom I am well pleased.
Pero aquí en el capítulo 11 de Marcos.
But here in chapter 11 of Mark.
Cuando Juan el Bautista está encarcelado.
When John the Baptist is in jail.
Cuando el momento de la prueba ha venido.
When that moment of testing has come.
Juan el Bautista envía dos de sus discípulos.
John the Baptist sends two of his disciples.
A preguntarle al Señor.
To ask the Lord.
¿Eres tú el Cristo?
So are you the Christ?
¿Eres tú el Mesías que habría de venir?
Are you the Messiah?
¿O tenemos que esperar a otro?
Or are we supposed to wait for another?
¿Cree usted que había alguna motivación?
Do you wonder if there was any motivation?
Para que Juan pudiera pensar de esta manera.
Of why John would think this way?
Solamente que su mente.
The only reason is that his
su carne
mind,
estaba viendo lo natural.
His flesh was
su espíritu
watching the natural.
Sabía quién era ese maestro, quién era ese Mesías.
His spirit knew that the master was the Messiah.
Aún desde el vientre de sus madres.
Even from their mother's wombs.
Saltaron de alegría.
They jumped with joy.
Había una conexión divina.
There was a divine connection.
Ambos sabían lo que había.
Both knew what was going on here.
Pero ahora en el tiempo de aflicción.
But now when trouble hits.
Juan le envía dos discípulos.
John sends two of his disciples.
Para cuestionar, ¿serás tú el Cristo?
To question him, are you really the Christ?
Y lo hermoso es que Cristo no lo regaña, no lo critica.
The beauty of this is that Jesus doesn't criticize him or scold him.
Sino que le envía a los discípulos de regreso.
He sends the disciples back.
Díganle a Juan.
Go tell John
lo que ustedes han visto.
What you have seen.
Y oído.
And heard.
Si él está mirando desde la carne.
If he's looking from the flesh standpoint.
Le voy a mandar un mensaje a su carne.
I'm going to send a message to his flesh.
Si él está mirando desde la mente.
If he's paying attention.
Le voy a mandar un mensaje a su mente.
I'm going to send him a message to his mind.
Díganle lo que han visto.
So tell him what
you've seen. Y lo que han oído.
And what you've heard.
Los enfermos se sanan.
The sick are healed.
Los cautivos son liberados. Los muertos están resucitando.
Captives are free. The dead rise again.
Díganle a Juan.
Go tell John.
Que su espíritu sabe quién soy yo.
That his spirit knows who I am.
Pero si tiene duda en su mente.
But that if he has any doubt in his mind.
Aquí le va el mensaje.
Here's the message. Amen. Amen.
Aleluya.
Amen.
Bendito el nombre de Jesús. Dudamos.
We doubt.
Porque empezamos a vernos nosotros.
Because we start to see ourselves.
Desde nuestro punto de vista.
From our point of view.
Desde nuestro ángulo de visión.
From our angle.
Y no desde el ángulo de Dios.
And not from God's perspective.
Y cuando nosotros nos empezamos a ver a nosotros desde nuestro ángulo.
And when we see ourselves from our perspective.
Vemos problemas.
We see problems.
Vemos dificultades.
We see challenges.
Vemos limitaciones.
We see limitations.
Pero cuando nos vemos desde el ángulo de Dios,
but when we see ourselves through God's
vamos
eyes,
a ver
we're going to see
que para Dios,
that to God,
usted y yo,
you and I,
estamos sentados
are seated
en lugares celestiales,
in heavenly places,
juntamente con Cristo,
in Christ,
con todo vencido,
with everything conquered,
no por algo que usted hizo,
not because of something
sino you por
did,
algo que Cristo ya hizo en la cruz del Calvario,
he already did
el at precio que él pagó,
and the price that
lo
he
que
paid.
Le puede hacer usted sentarse en lugares celestiales,
that's what makes you sit in heavenly places.
Sabiendo que él ya pagó.
Knowing that he's already paid.
Sister, can we put the picture on the screen? Necesito dos, tres voluntarios aquí de este lado, por favor.
I need two or three volunteers over here, please. Two or three
quick,
volunteers?
Quick, rápido.
One.
Thank you.
Somebody else?
Two. Brother, can you please?
Come on, okay. Brother James.
Okay, stay right here. Okay, right here. Face the screen and look up at like this. Like this. Look up. Look at like this. And I need three more
okay.
assistants.
Three more volunteers
area.
Over here, please.
Okay, please, brother. Please. Set.
One, two, three.
Come here. Here. Face the picture. Okay, and look this, like this,
put
like
your
this.
Head over.
There you go. And I want, yo quiero que ellos discutan. Yo quiero que ellos discutan.
I want you to talk and discuss.
¿Qué es lo que ellos ven en las fotos?
What do you see in those pictures?
Discutan entre
go
ustedes.
Go ahead and chat. You guys discuss. What do you see in the pictures?
Ustedes discutan. ¿Qué ven en la foto?
Okay, you guys need to talk about what do you see in this picture.
Okay.
What do you see in the picture?
What do you see in the picture?
What do you see in the picture, guys?
Okay. Ellos del lado de acá.
Okay, so these guys over here.
Están viendo una cosa.
They see one thing.
Ellos del lado de acá están viendo un pato.
These guys over here, they see a duck.
Y los del lado de allá están viendo un conejo.
And these guys over here, they see a rabbit.
¿Es eso un pato o un conejo?
Is that a rabbit or a duck? Es un albatros, dice mi esposa.
You got it.
You got it, Brad.
¿Es eso un pato o un conejo?
Is it a duck or is it a bunny rabbit?
¿Están ellos correctos o están ellos correctos?
Are these guys right over here or are these guys right over here?
You are? Are you right?
Are you right?
Thank you.
Thank you,
thank
guys.
Thank you very much. ¿Estaban ellos correctos?
Were they right?
¿Estaban ellos correctos?
Or were they right?
Los dos estaban correctos.
Both of them were right.
Si usted lo mira desde acá,
if you look at it this way,
usted ve un perfecto pato.
You see a perfect duck.
Con su pico.
With his beak.
El ojo y la cabeza y el pico para acá.
The eye and the head and it's facing that
way. Pero si usted mira así,
but if you look at it this way,
usted va a ver un perfecto conejo.
You're going to see a perfect rabbit.
¿Sí o no?
Yes or no?
Todo
that?
Depende desde el ángulo que usted lo mire.
It just depends what angle you're looking at it from.
You got it?
Yes.
Nosotros nos vemos a nosotros mismos.
So we see ourselves.
De nuestro ángulo limitado.
From a very limited angle.
En la posición de Dios.
In position of God.
Si usted empieza a mirar lo que usted es desde su ángulo.
If you start looking at what you are based from.
Usted va a decir, esto es lo que yo soy.
Then you're going to say, well, this is what I am.
Esto es lo que mi mente me dicta que soy.
This is what my mind says
esto
that I am.
Esto es lo que mis cinco sentidos me dictan que soy.
This is what my five senses
esto
say that I am.
Esto es incluso lo que yo siento que soy.
In fact, this is what I feel like I am.
Pero si empezamos a escuchar a nuestra mente y no escuchamos lo que la palabra de Dios dice que somos,
and we're not listening to what the word says we are,
entonces nosotros estamos viendo la imagen equivocada.
Then we're looking at it a different angle, wrong angle.
Cristo es nuestro mayor ejemplo.
Christ is our greatest example.
¿Sí o no?
Yes or no?
En todas las áreas de nuestra vida.
In every single area of our
Cristo
lives.
Es nuestro mayor ejemplo.
Christ is our greatest example.
Y cuando Cristo vino a la sinagoga,
and when he came to the synagogue,
dice que le fue entregado el libro de Isaías.
It says that they gave him the scroll of Isaiah.
Y dice que cuando él recibió el libro de Isaías,
and it says when he received the scroll of
él
Isaiah,
no lo abrió y leyó en cualquier lugar.
He didn't just open it up and start reading anywhere.
Dice que él buscó en la escritura.
It says he looked in the scripture.
En Lucas capítulo 4 versículo 17.
In Luke 4:17.
Y dice que él encontró donde estaba escrito de él.
And it says and he found where it was written about him.
Y leyó la palabra.
And he read
the word. El espíritu de Jehová el Señor está sobre mí.
The spirit of the Lord
porque
is
me
upon
ha ungido
me. Because he has anointed
para traer buenas nuevas.
To bring the good news.
Sanidad.
Healing.
Liberación.
Liberty.
Vida.
Life.
Buenas noticias a los pobres.
Good news to the poor.
Y luego cierra la escritura.
And then he closes the scriptures.
Y dice, esta palabra se ha cumplido delante de ustedes.
And says, today this has been fulfilled before
dice,
you.
Dice, esa palabra.
That word.
Está hablando de mí.
Is talking about me. Amen.
Él se encontró él mismo en las escrituras.
He found himself in the
¿sabe
scriptures.
¿Sabe lo que sucede?
You know what happens?
Con nosotros.
With us.
Cuando estamos en pruebas.
When we're in challenges.
En desilusión.
Just discouragement,
en duda o en incredulidad,
in doubt,
es que nosotros estamos escuchando el dictamen de nuestra mente
to our mind,
y no lo que la palabra dice de nosotros.
And not what the word
cuando
says
usted enfrente
us.
Un problema,
when you confront a problem,
cierre sus oídos a lo que su mente dice,
close your ears to what your
cierre
mind
su corazón
saying, close your heart,
y búsquese usted en la palabra
and find yourself in the scriptures,
como Cristo se encontró en la palabra
the same way Christ
y dijo
found himself
esto es lo que dice la palabra que
said,
yo soy.
This is what the scripture says, I am.
Y esto es lo que se ha manifestado delante de ustedes. Cuando usted está enfermo,
you. When you're sick,
busque lo que dice la palabra de su enfermedad.
Look what the word said. Look up what the
por
word says
por sus llagas
healing,
fuimos nosotros curados.
That by his stripes,
el médico
we were
puede
healed.
Decir que está enfermo.
So the doctor can say
pero yo
sick,
me busco sano en la palabra.
But I'm looking for myself healed
yo me
in
veo
the word.
Sano en la palabra de Dios.
I find myself el, healed in the
quizás
word.
La cuenta bancaria.
Maybe the bank account.
Diga que estoy en bancarrota.
Might say I'm in the red and bankrupt.
Pero la palabra del Señor.
But the word of God.
Dice que él se hizo pobre.
Says he became
para que por
poor,
su pobreza.
So that by his poverty.
Nosotros fuéramos enriquecidos.
Would be made rich.
Yo soy un enriquecido de Dios.
I have been made rich.
Yo no voy
in
a hacer
Lord.
Que su precio se haya pagado en vano.
I'm not going to make it that his price was paid in vain.
Puedo imaginarme la vida de José.
You can imagine Joshua's life.
En José.
Joseph.
En cada una de sus situaciones difíciles.
In each one of his difficulties and challenges.
Su mente le decía.
His mind was saying.
Eres un esclavo.
You're a slave.
Eres un cautivo, estás preso en la cárcel.
You're incarcerated.
Nunca vas a salir de tu problema.
You're never getting out of
vas
this challenge.
Vas a salir de mal en peor.
You're just going to go
Pero
downhill from here.
Pero su espíritu había recibido un sueño de Dios.
But his spirit had received a dream from God.
Y cada vez que esos pensamientos venían a su mente,
and every time those thoughts came to
his mind, yo me imagino
mind,
a José diciendo,
I imagine Joseph saying,
Pero no puedo olvidar el sueño de Dios.
Yeah, but I can't forget the dream God
No puedo olvidar
me.
Lo que Dios me dijo que
I
haría.
Can't forget what God
Los problemas
said
pueden
about
venir.
Me. The problems
pero yo estoy
can come,
mirando la silla de palacio.
But I'm looking at the chair in the palace.
Me puedo imaginar a David en medio de todos sus problemas.
I can imagine David in the midst
siendo
of all
atacado
his problems,
y perseguido por Saúl.
Being persecuted and attacked
pero pensando,
by Saul.
Yo sé la promesa que he recibido.
But thinking, I know the promise
no
I've received.
Puedo olvidar en mi espíritu.
I can't forget in my spirit.
Aunque mi mente me esté diciendo lo contrario.
Even though my mind might be saying
mi espíritu
the
sabe que fue
contrary.
Ungido para ser el rey de Israel.
I know, my spirit knows I was anointed to be king of Israel.
No se ve como un rey.
So the situation doesn't look that way
Me veo
at all.
Como un fugitivo huyendo por mi vida.
I look like a fugitive running for my life.
Pero mi espíritu sabe que soy el futuro rey de Israel.
But my spirit knows that I am the future
Hallelujah.
King of Israel.
Bendito Hallelujah. El nombre de Jesús.
Amen.
Dale un fuerte aplauso al Señor.
Let's give God a praise tonight. Amen. Amen.
Y cierro con esto.
I'm closing with this.
Cuando Cristo
When the
Jesús
Lord, when Jesus
En Juan capítulo 12, versículo 23.
In John 12, 23.
Dice que los discípulos, no lo busque si quiere, después usted lo puede estudiar.
You can read it later.
Los discípulos vinieron a donde estaba el maestro y estaban emocionados por lo que estaba sucediendo en el ministerio de Cristo.
The disciples came to Jesus and they were just all excited about the things that were taking place in his ministry.
Alguien había venido a verlo y quería conocer al Señor.
Someone had come and wanted to meet the Lord.
Y le dijeron, Maestro, han venido desde lejos para verte.
And the Lord and they said to the Lord, Lord, somebody, all these people have come from very far away to
tu
come and meet you.
Tu fama se está extendiendo por todas partes.
Your fame is going out everywhere.
Ahora sí que tu ministerio se está poniendo bueno.
Now your ministry is getting good.
Tu fama se está expandiendo.
Your fame is going out everywhere.
Aquí hay un hombre que vino a verte y quiere conocerte.
Here's a man, he came and he just wants
to meet
you. Y
la respuesta que le da el Señor.
And the Lord's answer.
Le dice, ha llegado la hora
He said, the time has come
para que el Hijo del Hombre sea glorificado.
When the Son of Man will be glorified.
Y ellos dicen, claro que sí, that's what I'm talking about.
And they said, of course, that's what we're talking about.
Ahora vas a estar en la televisión.
You're going to be on TV.
Todas las noticias van a hablar de tus milagros.
You know, all the networks are going to be talking
en
about
Facebook.
Your miracles. The Facebook's going to be flooded with
Todo
you.
Todo el mundo va a estar haciendo Twitter de los milagros que has
Everybody's
hecho.
Everybody's going to be tweeting your miracles.
Eso es lo que estoy diciendo.
That's
Llegó
what I'm talking
tiempo
about.
De ser glorificado.
Of course it's your time to be glorified.
Yo me imagino al Señor diciendo, no, no, no. That's not
imagine,
what I'm talking about.
Imagine the Lord saying, no, de eso no estoy hablando, mano.
Good. That's a translator right there. Good. No es de eso lo que estoy hablando.
I'm not talking about that.
Que dice el Señor, es tiempo para que el Hijo del Hombre sea entregado.
He said, it's time for the Son of Man to be handed over.
Voy a morir.
I'm going to die.
Voy a ser crucificado.
I'm going to be crucified.
Dice, porque si la semilla no muere,
Because if the seed doesn't
y cae
die,
en la tierra y muere,
go into the ground
no
and
puede
die,
dar fruto.
It can't produce fruit.
Pero si cae y muere,
But if it falls in the ground
puede
and
llevar
dies,
mucho fruto.
It bears much fruit.
Dice, no, Señor, no permitas que eso te suceda.
And the disciples were like, no, don't let that happen,
No
Lord.
Vamos a dejar que te maten.
We're not going to let them
es más,
kill
si
you.
Vinieran por ti, ahora mismo aquí tengo la espada.
In fact, you know what? If they come after you, I've got my sword right
Yo
here.
Yo pudiera pelear por ti.
Fight for you.
No voy a dejar que te quiten la vida, dijo Pedro.
Peter said, I'm not going to let them take your life.
Y el Señor le dice, ustedes están mirando el presente.
And the Lord said, you guys are looking at the present.
Ustedes están mirando lo que su mente le dicta del presente.
You are looking at what your mind is dictating about the present.
Pero yo estoy enfocado en algo más allá.
But I am focused on something
ya
above
yo estoy.
And beyond.
Ya yo estoy sentado en mis lugares celestiales.
I'm already seated in my heavenly
Ya yo me
place.
Veo la victoria.
I already see my victory.
Ya yo veo la conquista en la cruz del Calvario.
I already see my conquest
Tendré
on
que
the
pagar
cross.
El precio.
I know I paid the price.
Tendré que pagar el
I'm
precio.
Going to have to pay the price.
Pero yo no estoy enfocado en el precio.
But I'm not focused on the price.
Yo estoy
paying.
Enfocado en lo que viene después del precio.
I'm focused on what's coming after paying the
Ustedes
price.
Están mirando el Calvario.
You're watching Calvary over
Pero
here.
Yo estoy mirando mi trono de gloria.
But I'm watching my throne
Ustedes
of
están
glory.
Mirando el momento.
You are looking at the moment.
Pero yo estoy mirando la eternidad.
But I'm looking at eternity.
Aleluya.
Amen.
Ustedes están mirando a alguien crucificado en la cruz.
You're watching someone be crucified
Pero
on the cross.
Pero yo estoy mirando una iglesia de multitud de millones
But
y millones
I'm
y millones.
Looking at a church that is multiplied by the millions.
En todo alrededor del mundo.
All around the
Estoy
world.
Mirando la redención de la raza humana.
I'm watching
Estoy mirando
human
la redención
redemption.
De ese hombre, de esa mujer, de ese hombre,
the
de esa mujer,
of
de
that
ese
man,
hombre, de
that
esa mujer.
Woman, that man, that woman.
Yo no estoy enfocado en el momento.
I'm not focused on the moment.
Yo estoy enfocado en la eternidad.
I'm focused on eternity.
Ponte de pie en esta noche,
Let's
amado.
Stand, please,
Aleluya.
Everybody.
Aleluya. Diga conmigo.
Say with me.
Enemigos.
Enemies.
En el campo abierto.
In an open field.
De una mente cerrada.
Of a closed mind.
Segunda de Corintios capítulo 10.
2 Corinthians chapter 10.
Versículo 3 al 5.
Verse 3 through 5.
Dice, aunque andamos en esta carne.
It says, even though we walk in the flesh.
Nosotros no militamos según esta carne.
We don't fight according to the flesh.
Dice, porque las armas de nuestra milicia.
It says, because the weapons of our warfare.
No son carnales.
Are not of our flesh.
No son mentales.
Are not of
no
our mind.
No son psicológicas.
Are not psychological.
No tiene que ver nada con la mente.
Has nothing to do with our mind.
Las armas de nuestra milicia no son carnales.
Our weapons are not flesh,
sino que dice poderosas en Dios,
but they are powerful in
para
him
la destrucción de fortaleza.
To destroy the strongholds.
Y dice, y que tenemos que llevar cautivo,
and it says you need to take captive
todo pensamiento,
every thought,
a la obediencia de Cristo,
to the obedience of Christ.
Si el pensamiento que viene a mi mente,
if that thought comes to my mind,
y trata de descender a mi corazón,
and tries to descend into your heart,
por cualquiera de los cinco sentidos,
through any of the five senses,
por la vista,
through your
por los
eyes,
oídos,
ears,
por el tacto,
touch,
o por el paladar,
or taste,
lo único que tengo que hacer,
the only thing I need to do,
es llevar ese pensamiento,
is take that thought,
cautivo a la obediencia de Cristo,
captive to obedience.
Esto es lo que
Christ.
Dice mi pensamiento.
And this is what my thought says.
Voy a ver qué dice la palabra.
Okay, but now I'm going to see what the word says.
Que yo soy.
I'm going to see what it says I am.
Dios le bendiga.
God bless you.
Espero que Dios le haya bendecido con esta palabra.
I hope the Lord has blessed you with this word.
No mantenga una mente cerrada.
Don't keep a closed mind.
Mantenga una mente abierta.
Keep your mind open.
Recuerde los milagros que Dios hizo ayer.
Remember the miracles God performed
David
yesterday.
Tuvo que recordarse los milagros de ayer.
David had to remind himself of the miracles
Acordarse
that happened
de
yesterday.
Los leones y los osos.
He had to remember the lions and the bears.
Marque esos leones y esos osos.
You need to mark that lion and that bear
que Dios le dio el día de ayer.
That God gave you yesterday.
Y va a ser su fortaleza.
And it'll be your strength.
Para enfrentar a sus gigantes de mañana.
To confront the giants of tomorrow.
Dios le bendiga.
God bless.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You know, I was just thinking, man, God was just downloading all kinds of things to me while you were sharing. And, you know, I was thinking that when I was a little child, you know, maybe 2 or 3 years old, soft. You know, I was asleep one night and somehow I got turned around in my bed and ended up under the covers. And when I woke up, I realized that I felt like I was entrapped. I couldn't figure out how to get out, screaming, crying, all of that kind of thing. And, you know, either my mom or my dad came in. And from their perspective, it was so easy. There's little Mark, just in this one little place. It's so easy just to get out at the... But if from my perspective, there was no escape. And my perspective was just wrong. We got to get out from earthly perspectives and get to a heaven perspective. How often have we allowed our minds that started out so opened to the possibilities of God, when we see new things, we had dreams, we had visions, But how often have we allowed the possibilities, our minds to begin to be closed as family members, as other people told us that it wasn't possible? How often have we allowed our minds to start being closed based on what the doctor has said, based on what the banks have said, based on what your employer has said? How often have we listened to the voice of others who, quite frankly, don't have any idea about the things of the Spirit of God, but yet they pretend to know something? And because they, you know, a doctor or a nurse will have on that little white coat, then that means they're an authority on the subject. We're trained to recognize that white coat as an authority on the subject, and we trust and we believe what they say because of the white coat. I would rather believe what the Word says because of the blood of Jesus, because He's the ultimate authority in my life. Hallelujah. We've gone into churches, and religion has caused us to close our mind to the power of God because their experience, because they failed. Open your minds. Thank you, Father. Lift your hands towards heaven for a moment. Thank you, Lord Jesus.